Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Matthew Stephen. Welcome to the Kingdom of God Radio tonight. Today is February the 3rd, 2015. And a lot of things are happening in the world and around America as far as the escalation of your rights being taken away. And I saw some information today that speaks of, I think it said either 45 or 145 SWAT team entries into people's homes in America, seizing either properties or people. And on this news clip, it was talking that there was, and this is mainstream news as well now, folks, over 45,000, 145,000 SWAT team operations on American citizens in their houses this last year in America in 2014. In 1 year, 145,000 sweeps on people's houses upon citizens of America, regardless of whether some of them are, veterans, obviously, probably, regardless whether some might be Oath Keepers or American militia things, but better portion is regular citizens of regular Americans that are everyday citizens of this nation, in a sense, if you will, and their rights are being totally seized as they seize their properties, houses, and everything. Now, you know, most of America and most of the church in America is dead asleep over this, okay? This is some very serious stuff. This is not conspiracy. This is on mainstream news of CNN, Fox News. This isn't coming off of alternative websites like Drudge or something like this. No, these are major, major news reportings that are speaking these things in investigations and talk shows and everything else that's on the news. And even primetime news is reporting some of this. Now, I know the primetime news is misleading with a lot of misinformation, but when you see things like this and you see live video clips of sting operations like this, it makes you wonder. But The news is reporting these things. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into any of this stuff. I'm not into the militias or the Oath Keepers or this and that. Some of their causes are good for what they stand for, and some of it's not so good. And at the same time, the government is totally messed up on a lot of areas. Our government is in deception, in corruption, and it's not just the Democrats or the Obama administration, it's all of them. It's the Republicans, it's the even the Tea Party corruption between the Tea Party people. And there's corruption in every level of government, of Republicans, Democrats, Tea Party, you name it. And it's all about the camera and their money. But claiming some of them, and they all claim somehow that they're all Christians, or all claim that they all love God, or they all love Jesus, or whatever they claim. I don't know if they say they love Jesus, but, you know, God bless America idea. God isn't going to bless America when they kill 100 million babies. God isn't going to bless America with same-sex marriages and abortion of gays, homosexuals, and lesbians that are running rampant in the Sodom lifestyle of America. God isn't going to bless America rape, murder, bribery, payoff, and you name it. God isn't going to bless America when it casts God's laws out of the schoolhouses, out of the church houses, out of the government, and out of Congress, out of the Supreme Court. No, God isn't blessing this nation. And don't ask God to bless it, because God isn't going to bless it. And, you know, it's all corruption, folks. It's all absolutely corruption. And all I can say is that I believe the people of God have failed to take up their positions in refuge places. I believe the people of God have failed to move forward, okay? And maybe some of you are out there are preparing some things that God's told you to go do and be a little lighthouse or do whatever it is, and that's all fine and well. I have no word for that. I have no verification of any of that. I have no confirmation of any of that. I just know that God is not a God of double standards. He's not a God of confusion. He's not a God that's going to tell the prophets, tell the people, get off the coast, get out of the Gulf of Mexico, get out of the heartlands, get off the West Coast, East Coast. You've heard me talk about this before. And then tell you something different. God doesn't do that. He's not a God of confusion and double standards. And if he tells you something different, maybe he's turning you over to a lying spirit. Maybe he's turning, the word says he'll turn you over to deception and lying spirit, and you think you're hearing from God. Because why would God sit there and tell you something that's contrary to the word that he's given, that which is his word to the prophets, to tell you that, hey, guess what? If you stay here, you're in San Francisco or Los Angeles or along the West Coast, in Seattle or in Vancouver or Portland or whatever it is, you're going to experience multiplied millions of people dead. You'll probably die, and if you don't die, you'll watch them die. You'll see your families die because of tsunamis and massive earthquakes, terror strikes, you name it, mudslides, interstates falling down with sinkholes that I talked about way many years ago before 2007. And when I was talking about it in 2007, people were mocking me for it. And now there's thousands of sinkholes all over America. So why would God tell you something like that to stay there and tell the prophets to come bring you warnings? Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret plan to the prophets first. Why? Because he brings warning. All through the Bible, that's protocol. All through the Bible, that's God's standard. All through the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, he brings the warnings to the people through the prophets, even in the New Testament. Oh, yeah, he'll speak to you through the Holy Spirit if you're listening. He'll speak to you in your prayers if you're really listening, if you really want to hear what he has to say. But if you haven't gone through the fire, if you haven't gone through a situation in your life to where you're willing to give it all up and walk away, And you want to rationalize what God's giving you through dreams or visions or whatever and discount it and then say, well, God hasn't given me a word or whatever it is. And you want keep saying that and keep doing those things, and you're a prime candidate for being turned over to a spirit of deception and a lying spirit. And I'm being serious. A person I knew that was this lady who was turned over to a lying spirit, and she went back to the coast, and she's going to die on the coast. And not only is she going to die on the coast, but she's going to watch what's going to happen to her whole family line as they're killed right before her. And I mean, that's a sure prophetic word, and I know it's going to come to pass. And then after that happens, she'll probably be raped and murdered when the looting and rioting goes on, because she's given herself over to adultery and a spirit of deception, so God turned her over to a lying spirit and get her to believe it was God to go back. And there's a lot of people like this. There's families I've known that's done this. There's men that I've known that I've met, and they packed it up and went back to what they were once they came from. God turned them over to a lying spirit, and they think they're hearing from God. And anybody that comes around the prophets, they don't stay around long anyhow. Oh, boy. You could believe one thing. They're back, and those people go back to once they come from and the deception they started in. I know a guy that was him and his family, this man and his family that were Christians that were, moved out of Jacksonville, Florida, and he moved to Iowa and had an Iowa farm. And the prophecy that Stephen Benning prophesied about this guy selling his Iowa farm to get back to the coast, it all came to pass. And the guy was not hearing from God. At one time he was hearing from the Lord, but he apologized for ever prophesying ever. He was even a young prophet. And he just fell greatly into a spirit of deception and couldn't wait patiently, didn't see money, didn't see this, didn't see that, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, he went back to the coast where he came from in a city of destruction, and everything fell apart right in front of his face, just as the Lord said it would. And, you know, he's hearing a lying spirit because God didn't tell him to go back there. So if God did anything, he turned him over to a lying spirit to get him to believe it was God. And as a result, there was chaos between him and his wife. And then the next thing you know, his wife wanted to never leave, is what we found out. And, you know, everything's fell apart for his very face. And yet God miraculously moved that man out of there within 24 hours of the very next day after he put the sign for sale on his house, as the Lord told me to say, you put the sign up and test God and watch what happens. The next day, a lady came by and bought the house. And God told me within 24 hours he would sell that house. And I told that man that. And it happened the very next day. An old lady came by and bought their house. And, you know, so there's a lot of this stuff going on, and there's a lot of voices out there and a lot of misinformation, a lot of confusion, and a lot of fleshly tongues that are about to be cut off, and a lot of people's stopwatches that are about to run out and they're about to fall over and die. And it doesn't matter about, oh, whether it's the mockers or this, that. No, the mockers and the peddlers have been from out the beginning of the age. They were mocking Noah and all the prophets all the way through the generations after generations, all the way to the times of Peter, James, and John. All those guys were being mocked by these peddlers and mockers. But you see, God knows that, and God's had them, you know, they've been there since the day of Noah, the mockers. And they all died. And, you know, and those that like to live the Sodom lifestyle, well, they're all dead too in Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole two cities were dead, completely destroyed. Double judgment. And so, you know, the Lord's speaking about these things, and we're seeing the whole downfall of this, and we're looking at the end of the age. We're looking at the final countdown for the fall of America. And so this countdown is the countdown of no more delays, you know, what appears to be ebbs and flows of different things. You know, the Patriots, Saturday night before Revelation Radio, I was in some earnest prayer crying out to God, Lord, who's going to win this Super Bowl? And I don't even follow football. And I heard the Lord say the Patriots. And you guys know I said this on Saturday night's broadcast. I said, Lord, I am not going to defame your name. I'm not going to, you know that I don't say thus saith the Lord unless I know that I know that I know it's a thus saith the Lord. And I will not stretch and use that because there are multiplied millions of people over there, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. They're all saying thus saith the Lord, and it's not thus saith the Lord at all. And there's times that people miss it, and there's times that prophets are going to miss it. It's just that the ignorant, the peddlers and the mockers, they can't see that because they think they're impeccable. But all they are is on the way to hell. So I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I honor you and I honor your name greatly. And I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord. You know, let me say this. So anyhow, so I asked the Lord again after I said that to him. And I said, Lord, I just want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl. And he told me, he said, my son, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. And I said that on the radio program of Revelation Radio that the Patriots were going to win, but yet the Patriots were going to be struck. And this is the way the Lord said the second time when he told me before the program. He said, the Patriots will win the Super Bowl. And he said, but Patriots of America will be struck. In other words, the Patriots of America will be great, will be struck, and a great bloodbath will come upon this nation. And the Patriots, veterans, Christians, you know, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call them, those that believe in, you know, whether it's American militia or Oath Keepers or whatever it is, he said the patriots, they will be struck, and then that's including all those I just mentioned, and there will be great, it will be a bloodbath, it will be a great bloodshed. And I told you all for years that many years ago that, you know, and God spoke this word to me that it began in blood and will end in blood. And I was talking these words back in the 80s and 90s about a revolutionary war, about stuff. In the 90s, I was talking about the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. I started way back then in 1994. That's when I started the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And so when the Lord told me that about the Super Bowl thing, about the Patriots, I knew it. I knew it in my heart. And but I'm going to get out and took this stance of I'm not predicting anything kind of thing. But I said Saturday night that that was the case on Revelation Radio and on my YouTubes. I said clearly that, hey, I'm not making these predictions, right? Because I don't do predictions. I you know, I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet. I'm a piece of dust, a messenger. Okay. And so as God is speaking a word, prophetically, as I've given myself over to this nation for 35 years as a prophet to this nation, but I don't run around with all this stuff about, you know, getting out business cards and saying prophet or apostle or this or that, or I don't do all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the point is this, is that I said it clearly and plainly what the Lord meant exactly, that they will win in a sense, but the Patriots will lose in a sense. In other words, they will win, but the Patriots will be struck in America, and it will be a bloodbath. And it was very, very clear. And most people know that you know, that word is, whether you want to call it a prophecy or not, it came to pass. I don't care what you call it. It came to pass. The Patriots won, period. And so, and it was a miraculous winning the way it happened. But you got to understand something about that game. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and the Patriots were absolutely losing the game all the way to the last few minutes of the game. Miraculous turnarounds came, and incredible plays of the last few plays of this game on how it happened. And then I had also prayed that night before Revelation Radio on Saturday night about the Lord would vindicate me. And he has. And he's going to continue to vindicate me in everything that he's given me. I spoke real words, real prophecies to this nation for 35 years. I've given the word of God to people. And I don't care about my critics, mockers, and the rest of them. They can come out with every single million video they want about to mock me and Stephen Bennett. Who cares? They'll not hear from me about that. They're not going to hear me making up any more videos about anything for these people, because I'm not going to listen to that nonsense, because it's from the devil, and they're of the devil. The final downfall of America is coming. The countdown of 2015, 2017, what every Christian should know about what's to take place. I have given these words for 30-something years in this nation. Stephen Benny's given these words for 20-something years. We brought you truth. We don't sell anything, and that was sets us apart from the peddlers and the mockers right there. The countdown of 2015, 2017, what every Christian should know. The wall that will fall, prophesied the gun grab about the Paul Revere thing for many years before it ever happened. But here's the thing. The gun grab is going to be more than what you think right now. Even this year, you will be tested. Even this year, it will come upon you in America. Even this year, you will see these things. 2015 to 2017, you will see the cycle of this season, a prophetic season that we are in, and you will see these greater things taking place. And not just double judgments. Apocalyptic judgments as well. Not just that. double assassinations. Not just that. You're going to start to see when this thing happens that they're going to take this thing and turn it around, and they're coming for your guns. And I mean coming for your guns real quick. And the power outages are about to take place of the power grids like you've never seen before in this nation. You're about to experience major power outages in this nation. You're about to see these things come upon you. The wall that will fall will not only be the wall of America, but Wall Street. The all-time low stock market is just at hand. The gas prices are going to go skyrocketing to $7 to $8 a gallon. I had a dream the other night about the Pope. And I saw put the Pope like on an altar, his picture put up on this altar as a memorial because he was assassinated. He was dead. How? I don't know. All I know is he was dead. That's what I did see. And this Pope is very close to being dead, regardless of what happens here. Regardless whether he dies in a hospital, dies of old age, I don't care if he dies sucking down popcorn and ice cream. All I know is that he's going to die according to what the Lord told me in the dream. And I don't care if it's a Kool-Aid party or bullet or whatever else it is, the Lord showed it to me, and it's going to happen. And it's going to happen very, very soon. I believe that God's going to have me release something real soon about it, too, even greater and more detail. But right now, I'm not doing that just on this network. You know, every time I come out with dreams, prophecies, the Statue of Liberty, vision, it's interesting all the peddlers have got the identical things that they have stolen off my site or radio programs, and then they take and twist those stories as if they got some kind of custom word from God of a custom dream or vision when they never got it all from God. Hustlers and liars and cheaters, every single one of them. And the Lord says the pirates are all going down soon. They're all going down. And so when God's speaking a word about these countdowns, the 2015-2017 countdown of what's taking place, people, you have waited much too long. You have passed the mark of demarcation, of transfer. You haven't gotten yourselves out of trouble. You haven't got yourself out of harm's way. You haven't got yourselves to communities or refuge places at all or lighthouses. I don't care if someone says the lighthouse. Are there anybody showing at your doorstep right now? No. Have they showed up at your doorstep? No. Has anybody really come in to help you? No. That ought to make you start thinking, did God change the plans? Well, I'm going to say something to you tonight that are listening to this program about if you have some type of small refuge, if you have some type of lighthouse or safe house, if you would call it, to try to help people during persecution, you better understand something, that the Christians of this nation, it's called the us and no more type belief. The majority of these people of this nation does not have your interests or God's interest in heart. In other words, your interest about wanting to have a lighthouse or refuge or whatever you have safe, they don't care about that. They don't even care about the tents. They don't care about the army blankets or the sleeping bags or the pillows to put people in tents, because no one sent any money for that. I haven't seen it, and what little's come through for anything has never been designated, or if it's not designated, it's been so small amount that, and so far and few in between, that it's not enough to even pay the gas half the time. I got $4,000 or $5,000 worth of refuge property sitting there that I, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of expenses every year that I put into this refuge property, that I've had sitting there since 2011, that I've paid for every dime of that out of my pocket. I didn't get anybody paying for that out of anybody sending money for that. No one's paid for that. No one's paid for the North properties or the South properties or anything else. No one's paid for any of that directly. Not the purchases of it. Not the major expenses that went into it. We didn't see $300,000 or $400,000 coming in the door for any of that stuff when we put the cry out for any of that. $200 or $300, $500, something like that. This is all fine and well when you're trying to get some things established, far few in between, and then 6 months to a year, you don't see anything but another $100, $200, $300, and then all of a sudden, $500 or something, or $800, or maybe the following month you might see something like that, $600, $700, or $100, or $50, or whatever it is. All that stuff. Bless all the people that send that to help people out. And a lot of that we've given away to help others. And I'm being serious already about some of the stuff that I'm seeing already taking place. And when I say give away, I mean there's things given away. We're still working in a $20,000 deficit from last year. Last year in 2014 alone, deficit. Along with somewhere in the neighborhood of $275,000 or so in debts of stuff, that's not even paid for. And so, no one's sending me millions or buying camps or, we don't have four or five camps and all this nonsense that the mockers would say or something like that. That's not accurate. It's not true. None of it is. But I'll tell you right now, every single dollar that was put in and what we bought out of our pockets, out of my wife and I's pockets. It wasn't given to us. Years ago, there was something given to us from a lady about something on another property that was totally lost. And I mean lost, a major loss. And God bless her for giving that, of helping that out through that process. But that was totally lost years ago. And that's sad, but that's the case. But the whole thing is that the Lord's doing something, and I can see his hand on these things. I can see God's hand in all of this, of what he's doing. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? Why do the nations rage and why do people plot in vain? When people plot in vain, it's usually because they're peddlers or mockers or liars or cheaters that claim to be Christians or not, and they're thieves and they're liars according to they're the same ones that have been around from the day of Noah, all the way through. But the people plot in vain against whatever God's doing. When you see all these carriage shows and all these big ministries that claim to be ministries and they get all these big multitudes, you can believe one thing. Why does the gate that leads to destruction follow that by the multitudes? But when you're seeing small ministries or small groups of numbers of people following the ministry or listening to radio ministries, you can believe one thing. Small is the way, narrow is the gate that leads to life, and very few ever find it. It's a small group of people. The kings of the earth set themselves up against the Lord Jesus Christ, and the rulers take their counsel against the Lord Jesus Christ and his anointed ones. And they come and they try to set themselves up against God and God's prophets and God's holy people. These kings of the earth, these wicked people, all of them, even those that plot in vain in the mockers. The mockers will set themselves up against all that is holy and all against God. But you see, God is looking at them and laughing upon, from heaven, laughing at them, it says in Scripture. In Psalms 2, it's a tremendous Scripture, what the Lord's saying about it. But the Lord speaks the word tonight, and I'm going to go into it Thursday night and Saturday night a little more about some things prophetically about this countdown, and we'll talk more. This is Matthew Stephen, Kingdom of God Radio. Have a good night.